13:05 GMT, 14:05 local time. Here are major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Osamba. First, the headlines. Terrorist yesterday hit Dunquan Market in Bemanda and Northwest region, leaving one person dead. Transporters in the far north region show appreciation for the gendarmerie's measure to ensure checkpoints do not increase in the region. Those were the headlines and other news in greater details. One person has died and six others have been injured following the detonation of an improvised explosive device around Dunquan Market by individuals, unidentified individuals described by local authorities as armed terrorists. The senior divisional officer of Mezam, who strongly condemned the act, indicated that an 11-month-old baby was among those injured in the tragic incident. Kilo Valerie Salai has the report.
In a release signed by the senior division officer for Mezam, Simon M.A. Moore, it is stated that the incident occurred at about 11 a.m. Thursday, September the 19th, 2024, when the attackers detonated an improvised explosive device, killing a 30-year-old lady by name Chung Juliet, and wounding six other civilians, including an 11-month-old baby. The release indicates that the victims, who are all females, were shopping at the Dunquan Market when the incident occurred. The government, through the senior divisional officer for Mezam, Simon M. Moore, has described the act as barbaric on the unarmed civilians, but has urged the population to remain calm, assuring them that security forces have been instructed to track down the perpetrators. Kilo Valerie Salau, CR TV News, Bamenda.
Transporters unions in the far north region have been assured that checkpoints will not be increased but can only be reduced. The assurance was given by officials of the 4th Gendarmerie region during a meeting with the transporters presided over by the commander of the 4th Gendarmerie region, Jules César Esso. Henry Tato Ikambi reports from CRTV Far North.
One of the salient points that featured from the working session between transporters' trade unions in the far north and officials of the 4th Gendarmerie region was the assurance that checkpoints will continue to reduce on the highways of the far north, as some were already taken off last year. Both parties also agreed to facilitate things for road users through the use of the telephone. Hamadou Dalil is the president of the Cameroon Syndicate of Road Transporters for the Mayo-Saba Division.
When a road user has a problem, he can call a toll-free number made available by the gendarmerie. The general also gets first contacts we can get to in case gendarmes want to disturb us at control post.
It was also agreed that recalcitrant drivers who do not respect the rules and regulations will be called to order.
Sometimes drivers also refuse to respect the laws, like some don't respect the vehicle barriers, but instead run away. We have resolved to handle the forces.
Transporters were also enjoined to make more efforts to avoid accidents during and after these early days of the 2024-2025 academic year. Marua, Henry Tatoigambi, CLTV.
Some 25 primary schools in Bangante subdivision in the West region have benefited from the largest foundation yet at the start of the school year. The executive secretary of the foundation, Mayor Eric Nyat, personally supervised the distribution exercise Thursday, September 19, accompanied by the divisional officer of Bangante. Isaac Gangkum has the details.
2 weeks into the 2024-2025 school year, many primary schools in the country are still awaiting the government annual minimum package to facilitate teaching and learning. It is in this perspective that Mayor Eric Nyat of Banganti, who doubles as the executive secretary of Fondation Nyat, chose to carry out this goodwill gesture.
It's really important to come to our populations, to come to help our education system. We know all the problems that the encounters by giving those few things. It's a support for them so that they can carry on their mission, which is to educate our children.
Beneficiary schools are full of thanksgiving.
Thanks to the Fondation Nyas for this wonderful gift. You are going to make good use of them.
Some 25 selected schools in the subdivision who were in serious need benefited from this year's edition. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Banganti.
Thanks, Isaac. The governor of the East Region, Gregoire Mvongo, has paid an inspection visit to some private and public primary and secondary schools in Bertwa. The aim of the visit was to ensure the smooth running of classes since school reopening on September 9. He was accompanied by the delegates of primary and secondary education for the East, as well as other administrative and municipal authorities. Details with Bennett Akame Ondua.
Out of the several schools visited by the East Governor Grigwam Vongo, the remark was the same. Schools have successfully reopened in the region and lessons are being taught. Several recommendations were given by the governor to all school administrators who were called upon to create a peaceful and productive atmosphere for learning so as to achieve successful results by the end of the school year. The problem of infrastructure, lack of teachers as well as resources for school functioning, water problems, poor hygiene and sanitation in and around some school campuses, as well as the strict respect of the number of students per classroom, were some of the negative remarks made during the inspection visit. An evaluation meeting was held immediately after the visit to talk about some possible solutions for setbacks faced by these schools, while the governor called for quick action in implementing the decisions made in order to have a smooth running of the academic year 2024-2025 in the East Region.
Bennett Akame Ondua reporting. You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Officials at Butembe Council in Kupe-Maninguba Division in the Southwest Region have expressed their great commitment and that of the population of the municipality to the maintenance of high standards of hygiene and sanitation. A delegation from the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, Mindu, has visited Tombel following the municipality's emergence as the cleanest in the Southwest Region. Tombel shall represent the Southwest Region at the national level of the 2024 edition of the Clean Cities Competition. Charles Abuno reports.
The Clean Cities Competition is an initiative of the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, Mindu. A member of personnel of Mindu in Kupe-Maninguba Division, Takang Ogok, talks about the objectives of the competition.
To help improve hygiene and sanitation around the municipality and to improve our health.
The Tombel Council, in collaboration with its population, did a lot to win the competition at the level of the Southwest Region. Enongene Ebong is the first deputy mayor of Tombel.
We have been able to make sure that all the departments have been touched. Christians, educational departments, economical departments, all of them, even the market.
The delegation from Mindu, headed by Mapuna Nadine, visited markets, schools, public sanitation facilities, health centers, and places of worship. This to assess the level of cleanliness in Tombel and ensure that Tombel meets the standards to compete for the top prize of cleanest municipality in Cameroon. The winner of the 2024 edition of the Clean Cities Competition at the national level shall be announced on October the 7th, 2024. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Tombell.
Watch repairers in Kribi say despite almost every adult owning a smartphone in the Ocean Division, they are still afloat with a seemingly steady demand of their services. Those in the urology sector say wrist watches will never run out of style, keeping them busy, assuring security and stability in their lives and households. Bruno Donwe Fonye tells us more.
Many people in Kribi turn to their smartphones to check time and only wear wristwatches for the aesthetics. Afamu Jerin Temfumye shares this opinion.
My smartphone really gives me time and it's easier for me to read it on my smartphone than on my watch. The watch now acts like a jewelry to me. I wear it just for prestige. But also, it doesn't mean like the watch is completely unnecessary because there are situations where, let's say, there's no electricity. Your phone is going down and you're stepping out of the house.
Despite the availability of smartphones, horologists like Ibrahim from BE say his business is still running smoothly.
People repair watch and buy even expensive watch. Even with the telephone, we don't have any problem. I repair manual, but not mechanic, only manual. Mechanic, we don't have such mechanic here. I'm here just waiting for a customer. They will come. I can't pass a day like that. Maybe if I have 3-5 customers, it's okay for me.
His watch repair and sales activity comfortably puts food on his table and clothes on his family's backs.
I try my best sending them to school. I feed my children. I send them to school with that and buy their needs.
While many in Kribi turn to their smartphones for time updates, there is still a great part of the population who still value an old-fashioned wristwatch for its convenience, keeping the urology sector in Kribi alive. Bruno Ndongwe Funwe, CRTV, Kribi.
Bruno Ndongwe's report brings us to the end of this edition of the original news. But before we go, here's a recap of our major stories. Terrorist yesterday hit Dunquan Market in Bamenda in the northwest region, leaving one person dead. And transporters in the far north show appreciation for the gendarmerie's measure to ensure checkpoints do not increase in the region. This newscast has been produced by Oscar Patrick Afan. I've been Bertrand Assambeni Yaoundé. Thanking you for listening.
Thank you, Bertrand, and have a lovely weekend.
You're welcome.
On to a great suggestion of a novel you might opt to read during this weekend. In our slot, Book in Focus today, KK Bonte focuses on La Belle Dame Sans Merci by John Keats, a romantic British poet. Keats's La Belle Dame Sans Merci, or The Beautiful Lady Without Mercy, draws readers in with its captivating narrative, an enchanting tale beguiling the deeper, darker themes of love and death in a well-structured rhythmic ballad. Let's listen.
John Keats was born in London on 31st October 1795, the eldest of Thomas and Francis Jennings Keats, four children. Although he died at the age of 25, Keats has perhaps the most remarkable career of any English poet. He published 54 poems in 3 slim volumes and a few magazines. But over his short development, he took on the challenges of a wide range of poetic forms, from the sonnet to the Spenserian romance to the Miltonic epic, defining anew their possibilities with its own distinctive fusion of earnest energy, control of conflicting perspectives and forces, poetic self-consciousness, and occasionally dry, ironic wit.
People say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes.
The first 3 stanzas introduce the unidentified speaker and the night. The speaker comes across the night wandering around in the dead of the winter when the sedge has withered from the lake and no bird sings. In this way, Keats depicts a barren and bleak landscape. In John Keats' La Belle Dame Sans Merci, a medieval knight recounts a fanciful romp in the countryside with a fairy woman, La Belle Dame Sans Merci.